Thank you, Ricky. Thank you for your continued leadership. Thank you for your commitment after having an incredibly successful career and provide enjoyment and excitement for so many millions of Americans, that you continue to work for this nation and its benefits. So could we thank Ricky for his... Admiral Siren, we're very grateful you're here, Admiral, and those of you that are interested in what's happening to your tax dollars, the Admiral would be glad to talk to you after this meeting is over. And Taylor Lawrence, I've had the pleasure of knowing a number of executives in my time, and I kid him a lot, but I have seen Raytheon grow. I've seen it provide time after time newer generations of missiles, both offensive and defensive capabilities. And Taylor, we're really proud of your leadership here, and I think you've done a wonderful job, and we are so proud to have Raytheon as our leading citizen. It's really a remarkable and a wonderful thing. So thank you. I know you, as you know, the MDA is the only organization in existence whose primary mission is to educate the American public about missile defense. MDA is helping to keep all Americans safer by advocating for the development and deployment of missile defense systems that protect the United States, our military, and our allies against missile threats. It's a unique but important mission. I'm thankful for your hard work and dedication. Over the past year, my friends, the ballistic missile threats around the world have continued to grow. These dangers have reminded us time and time again why a strong and secure missile defense policy is vital to the security of our nation. This year alone, North Korea has conducted its fourth nuclear test, launched missile tests dangerously close to our ally Japan. It's claimed success in nuclear miniaturization as well as in developing a thermonuclear device. It continues to enrich uranium. It has resumed plutonium production efforts. Most recently, North Korea has threatened to launch a, quote, Korean-style preemptive nuclear strike on U.S. and South Korean forces and fired a submarine-launched ballistic missile into Japan's airspace as a signal of armed protest to joint exercises that are held annually. At times, North Korea can seem like the boy who cried wolf. In this case, a very rotund boy with daddy issues. After all, its threats are as absurd as they are frequent. Its missile tests often fail, sometimes in spectacular fashion, and the buffoonery of its leadership is notorious. But make no mistake, sooner or later, our nation will have to confront the reality of a North Korea with the capability to strike U.S. forces and its allies with nuclear weapons. And when that day comes, and when we face an adversary whose irrationality invalidates the logic of deterrence, we will be counting on strong American missile defense. In the Middle East, Iran continues to test ballistic missiles on all ranges. Despite promises to the contrary, the Obama administration's nuclear deal included an end to restrictions on Iran's ballistic missile program. Since the agreement was signed just over a year ago, Iran has conducted at least four ballistic missile tests. One of the missiles fired in Iran's latest missile in May was emblazoned in Hebrew, "Death to Israel." In just 10 years, Iran will be free to build nuclear weapons that, when paired with its soon-developed long-range ballistic missiles, will pose a great threat to United States allies and our deployed forces. But it's not just rogue states like North Korea and Iran that should concern us. We also confront threats from great powers like Russia and China. Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, sanctioned me, I can't. I can't go to Siberia again this Labor Day. Vladimir Putin views nuclear weapons as an integral part of his strategy to reestablish Russian dominance in the former Soviet Union. He's instituted alarming changes in Russia's nuclear doctrine, with an emphasis on tactical nuclear weapons and offensive nuclear strikes. and he's made nuclear threats against our allies. Meanwhile, China continues its aggressive behavior in the Asia-Pacific region. Its rapid military modernization program is aimed at directly countering U.S. military strengths and pushing our military out of the region. This includes China's nuclear and missile forces, which have made steady advances in recent years. From North Korea to Iran, Russia to China, the United States and our allies cannot afford to let down our guard against an array of growing threats. Fortunately, we are prepared. Thanks to research efforts dating back to the Reagan-era Strategic Defense Initiative, the United States and our allies enjoys a measure of protection against ballistic missiles of all ranges. By the end of 2017, the United States will complete deployment of 44 ground-based interceptors in Alaska and California that can defend the homeland against the current long-range North Korean ballistic missile threat and a potential Iranian long-range missile threat. This ground-based mid-course defense system will undergo modernization over the next 5 to 10 years to stay ahead of the threat. And the United States continues to field land and sea-based missile defense interceptors to defend our deployed forces and allies against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. Strong missile defense depends on a healthy industrial base with the capacity and flexibility to meet current and future threats. Each year, requirements by combatant commanders for land and sea-based missile defense interceptors and radars far outpace what can be delivered under current funding constraints. That's why this year Congress is likely to add funds to the $7.5 billion Missile Defense Agency request for additional Standard Missile 3 interceptors produced by Raytheon. As the United States seeks out innovative ways to defend against an evolving missile threat, the Missile Defense Agency is working with companies like LaserTel here in Tucson on using lasers and other directed energy weapons to take down enemy missiles. We cannot protect this nation and our allies without industry partners such as Raytheon and LaserTel. I am particularly hopeful about developments in laser technology. For example, the Navy has deployed a prototype 30-kilowatt laser on the USS Ponce, which can shoot down small drones and disable speedboats. The laser costs dollars to fire, whereas missile interceptors can cost millions of dollars each. Meanwhile, the Missile Defense Agency plans to increase testing on Reaper-mounted lasers to determine the best option for a laser demonstrator in 2021. The successful completion of the demonstrator would revolutionize missile defense as we know it, and I fully support this development. But realizing the potential of laser technology will not come without a cost. Yet funding for the Missile Defense Agency has declined by 20% over the past 10 years, despite growing international ballistic missile threats and the need to support the next generation of missile defense. This makes no sense, and it must stop. I am proud of the work accomplished in the Senate's 2017 National Defense Authorization Act. This year's NDAA allows Raytheon to double its capacity to manufacture missiles here in Tucson, fully funds the Navy's request for SM-6 missiles, also developed in Tucson, and fully funds the Missile Defense Agency's request to procure SM-3 Block 1B missiles, which provide the United States and our allies advanced protection from ballistic missiles. In addition, the NDAA authorizes additional funding for U.S.-Israeli cooperative missile defense programs and other programs to support our allies against terrorism and worldwide threats. However, just like every program in the Department of Defense, funding shortfalls mean that it will become increasingly difficult to keep pace as new threats continue to evolve. For this reason, I applaud the initiatives that look to harness revolutionary technologies and the efforts to enhance currently deployed systems with existing technology. I am optimistic that our nation, driven by America's brightest minds and the creativity and ingenuity of our innovators and entrepreneurs, will rise to meet the nation's current and future challenges and keep our homeland and allied forces secure from those who would otherwise intend to do us harm. Again, thank you. Thank all of you. I could not be more proud of the work that is being done in my home state of Arizona. Thank you very much.